Welcome to the Prayer Now podcast.
Prayer Now was born of a desire to provide prayer to whoever needs it whenever they need it.
We believe what James 5:16 says, that the prayers of a righteous person are powerful and effective,
and that God hears us and desires to answer our prayers.
Whether you're listening to receive prayer or to pray along with us for others, we welcome you here.
Hi there. Welcome to the Prayer Now podcast. Today, we'd like to pray for you if you're feeling sad or brokenhearted. I'm Elizabeth.
And I'm Amy. We invite you to join in with us today. If you're feeling sad, we know everybody has their ups and downs and we all feel sad at some point, and it's okay to feel sad. And so let's bring it to God together. Let's bring it to prayer and ask Him to just be with us and help us through this time. Will you pray with us? Heavenly Father, we come before you today and first of all, just praise you for who you are. Lord, we come into your presence with thanksgiving and with praise and thank you that we can come and lay at your feet and know that you are here for us. Lord, that we can lay at your feet and cry out, cry our tears and tell you everything that's in our hearts and on our minds and know that you hear us and know that you are with us. Father, thank you that you are never leave us or forsake us, that you are always here with us. So we come openly before you, Lord, in this time of sadness. Father, we sit with you and just feel your presence. Mm-hmm. Lord, let us feel your arms wrap around us like a mother or father or friend just holding us and embracing us when things are hard. Lord, let us feel that warmth and that comfort from you, the comfort that can only come from you. Father, that we know that there can be peace that passes all understanding. Father, I pray in this moment of sadness and time that is hard, that when we feel like there can't be any other way, that we feel peace because we are sitting here with you. And so, Father, right now, I just pray with our listener and just pray together, Lord. In your word, you have said to rejoice with those who rejoice and mourn with those who mourn. Sometimes there is a time for mourning. Sometimes there is a time of sadness. So right now, Lord, I just ask that it's okay to sit in the sadness for a minute, to feel that sadness in your presence, Lord, not to dwell on it, not to make it bigger or worse, Father, but to allow it to be and then to give it to you, Father. We raise this situation, this feeling of sadness up to you, up to heaven, Lord, to ask you to hold it, ask you to be with us. Lord, and we sit together with that, knowing that we're not alone. Lord, sometimes there's just that comfort in knowing and trusting that we are not alone. Yeah. Lord, I know even sadness that I have very recently. And so I sit with my listener right now in your presence. Father, but in that moment of sitting here with you, thinking of our sadness or thinking of what's going on in our minds and our lives right now, we lift our eyes to you, and I thank you that there is hope. I thank you that there is treasure, Lord, waiting for us. And again, like I said, the peace that passes all understanding, Lord, in Matthew 5:4, there's what they call the Beatitudes, Lord. But I thank you for those things that just give us hope, things that tell us how we are blessed, Lord. And in verse 4, it says, blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Father, so we just lift this up to you and thank you for that comfort that is coming. Father, I don't know if it'll be in this prayer or in an hour or in a day or a week, Father, but your word says that we are blessed, for we will be comforted. And so I pray that we just keep our eyes up to you and know that that comfort is coming, know that that comfort is there for us, and that comfort is resting in you, Lord. When we put ourselves to you and let you direct our paths and pour our hearts out to you, you are there to comfort us and direct us and love us in the midst of it all. Lord, as it says in Psalm 16, I will praise the Lord who counsels me. Even at night, my heart instructs me. I keep my eyes on the Lord. With him at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body will also rest secure. So, Lord, I just thank you. I thank you for the comfort that is coming. I thank you that even in the midst of the sadness, we can rest secure. We can rejoice. We can feel at rest because you are our Heavenly Father and you are with us. Thank you, Father. Oh, and Lord, thank you that your word says you are close to the brokenhearted. That, Lord, you are near to our listener right now who's feeling sad and brokenhearted. And Lord, you do bind up our wounds. And Lord, thank you that you are present, that some sadness, I think, comes from feeling alone. And so we thank you that we are not alone.
Yes.
God, I thank you that your word says that when we seek you, we find you. Lord, that Psalm 34:4, I sought the Lord and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. And so, Lord, we're asking for deliverance. Lord, we're asking for deliverance from this sadness, from this brokenheartedness. Yes. We are praying that you will replace it with joy,
yes.
Lord, that you will just bring about a healing and a restoration, God. And we thank you that in Psalm 30, verse 5, it says that our sorrow or our weeping might last for a night, but that joy comes in the morning.
Yes.
And Lord, we thank you for that. We thank you that you have the ability and power to replace our sorrow with joy. And Lord, we want to find our joy in you. We want to find our peace in you. So will you direct our face to you right now? Lord, will you help us to see you for who you are? God, help us to experience that joy that comes from knowing you, that fruit of the Spirit. And Lord, will you bring about rest for us? In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for praying with us. We want to leave you with this. It's Psalm 34, verses 17 through 19. When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Prayer Now. Prayer Now is produced at New Hope Christian Community in Round Lake, Illinois. You can donate to support the ministry of Prayer Now at newhoperoundlake.com/prayernow.